We are so glad you are here tonight, and we are so glad that today on Mother's Day we keep on having an evening service, and we will tackle that book of Isaiah in chapter 8 and chapter 9 tonight, and seeing God's great and power on Israel in spite of disobedience. But the first part of the service is to praise God. And we're going to open, as always we do, with number 255. So thank you that you are here tonight to rejoice with me in the study. And we thank the Lord that Don Pedro Apolinar is just making his way into the air. And we are so glad. We are welcome. We are so glad you are here, Pedro. And I have three CDs, remember me, for you in Spanish, so you can enjoy Dr. Sala in Spanish broadcast. All right, number 255 in our hymn books, and let's rejoice together. Prayer. Father, we come to you in the name of that precious Jesus. And we pray that as we praise your name, our heart be thrilled and rejoiceful and in spite of anything we see around. Lord, I'm so excited about Isaiah 8 and 9 because show to us that in spite of disobedience, you overrule and you have people who obey you and you're always with mercy to rescue us. What a message of courage is Isaiah 8 and 9, and especially for Isaiah and for me as a pastor. And so, Father, thank you for your scripture. And now tonight, as we praise your name, may the joy of the Lord be our strength. In Jesus we pray, thank you, Father. Amen. Now, thank you that Tanyan is here on the piano tonight. And I got a call, a message here in the office. There is Elizabeth Nash, is one of our listeners from New York, and she requests, what a friend we have in Jesus for tonight. Now, what number is that, 450 or something? I don't know. What a friend we have in Jesus, all right? 354. Thank you, Mrs. Sotero. 354, so Elizabeth Nash, who is listening at this very moment, thank you for requesting that beautiful song, and on your behalf, the congregation will sing together, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, first and last stanza, number 354.
To God in prayer.
beautiful song. Thank you, Elizabeth, for requesting that. And we encourage those who I know they are listening from Southern California and other places, you can reach us in the control room here and request your song through a messenger in Yahoo. BBCMH 95037 is our ID. And then, like on Wednesday night, the people call. Sometimes we don't have a chance to choose ourselves. So many people call. We invite you to do as well. All right. Now, from the congregation here at Bethel, you choose a song. Let me ask our beautiful pianist and choir director today, very tough. And we just sent a letter to the whole congregation, prayers for Henry. All right. Tell me.
308.
All right. 308. Okay, and Henry is smiling and thanking the Lord for those prayers. All right. Number 308, Higher Ground. Thank you, thank you. Rejoice with the Lord. Brother McCain.
The light of the world is Jesus, which is 200.
Say it again.
Light of the world is Jesus.
A number?
200.
200?
And 13.
And 13. That's what I thought you said, but it was so confusing in your vocabulary. And I can't hear right. And I said, what did he say? What language he's speaking? Okay, 213. John 8 and verse 12, where the Bible said, the light, I am the light, said the Bible. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. All right? On the east side of the temple. Yes, tell me. 479, all right? Well, I don't know how many young people are here, but I'm one of them. And so 479, we all here. I'm a little three times their height, but it's okay. Okay, here we are. 479,
all right.
Here we are.
Wow. Jesus loves me, yes, I know.
Sermon tonight again.
You really don't like it, all the preacher. You get too excited. But let's have 10 more minutes, all right? Any song? Yes.
473.
Okay, down at 473. We are very close here. All right. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Praise the Lord. I'm going to preach on the tabernacle starting in June, and I want to get every piece of the tabernacle, and I'm interested in that expression, and the glory of the Lord filled the house, and people cannot get in. Lavoisier, a physicist from France, said that two pieces or two bodies cannot occupy the same space. That's a very good law, and even spiritually. When the glory of God is in your heart, there is no dirt over there. It's just fantastic. It excited me as I was looking into the tabernacle, and I said, look at my records. And so Candace one time did all my records. I think it was something for the school that she did in high school. And I can look at my records. I never did. In 28 years, a record on preaching the tabernacle. So I'm going to do it. Started in June. It's going to take us 3 or 4 months. But it's every piece, every detail I was looking. All right. You are open to choose another song, Mrs. Otero? 2:30. 2:30. Sorry to cut you off, but this is a moment that